Fraser Island is very, very important, and as an icon to all Queenslanders, and a lot of people from overseas as well. We need protection of all of the animals, from the dingo all the way through to the rest of the animals that live on the island and the plant.
Hello, warm-hearted viewers, and welcome to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. This episode, we present the conclusion of our two-part series on Australia's wonderful wild dogs, the delightful dingoes. Today we'll meet Australian wildlife photographer and artist Jennifer Parkhurst, who has spent 7 years observing, photographing and painting the beautiful dingoes of Fraser Island, which is located off the coast of eastern Australia and is part of Queensland State. Due to her love, compassion and enthusiasm for these animals, Ms. Parkhurst is known as the Dingo Whisperer.
Dingoes don't bark or cry.
I guess I've always been interested in wildlife. I've travelled a lot around Australia, spent a lot of years watching dingoes sort of from a distance and so on. And when I came to Fraser Island, just basically fell in love with them, and that was the end of the story. It just really happened. The local Indigenous people were happy that there was somebody that was looking after the dingoes for them, and so they gave me the name Neighbour Wangari Yeerin, which means our sister dingo woman, which I guess sort of translated to Dingo Whisperer.
Over time, dingoes have mixed with domestic dogs, causing purebred dingoes to drop in numbers. Fraser Island, a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organisation UNESCO World Heritage Site, has the largest population of purebreds on the east coast of Australia, and dingoes have lived here for at least 1,000 years. Dingoes were once numerous and found in every state of Australia except for the island of Tasmania. But as a result of habitat loss, being purposely poisoned or shot out due to human ignorance and government culling, their numbers have severely declined.
They're endangered on the mainland and they're endangered on Fraser Island. There's not a lot of dingoes and it's very difficult to count them. We think Victoria may have sort of something like 100, and I don't really know about the other states. Fraser Island, the official numbers are between 100 and 200 dingoes, but actually we think it's probably more like 50 adults.
Ms. Parkhurst is Vice President of the non-profit organisation Save Fraser Island Dingoes, which seeks to preserve the remaining dingoes on the island and conduct research on their complex social structure. An important international scientific study has shown that dingoes are truly unique wild dogs. Given their genetic line, their findings confirm that the Fraser Island dingoes are indeed very special.
Only yesterday a report was released. Alan Wilton from the University of New South Wales has been working in conjunction with UCLA and one of the other universities over there with genetics experts, and they've been tracing the history of the dingo through the genetic link, and they've found that the dingo is the purest of all wild dogs in the world apart from the wolves. Yes. So there are dingoes in other countries, but the Australian dingo is the purest in the world. It's official and it's going to be published. The Fraser Island dingo is the purest of all dingoes in Australia.
Through years of closely observing dingoes, Jennifer Parkhurst has come to understand their deeply sensitive nature.
the emotional life of dingoes is what makes them so special. They're a very family-oriented animal. Just the way that they interact with each other, it's really clear that they do have emotions and that they do care about each other. Also, dingoes are unique as far as wild animals go in that they have a long history of companionship with people. They like companionship with each other. It doesn't matter what the weather is, how hot it is, or anything like that. They always snuggle up close together when they're having their daily nap. They have a beautiful greeting ceremony. Every single time they greet each other, even if they've only been gone for half an hour, they come up and they go through this awesome ceremony. So if it's a big family group and, you know, there's six or eight members, the greeting ceremony can take a long time because every individual greets each other. If I was there during the greeting ceremony, they would try and engage me in the greeting ceremony. So if I got down on my hands and knees, they would actually rub my nose.
Ms. Parkhurst has been fortunate to discover another of the canine's caring customs.
I was walking along the beach one morning following this group of dingoes. It was pre-dawn, it was very dark. I was having trouble keeping track of them and was sort of weaving in and out of the beach and the bush and so forth. Yeah, at one stage I lost them and I really couldn't find them. So I just sort of stopped and paused and heard a howl begin and realised it was a chorus howl. So I was able to locate the family and actually witness this chorus howl, which is such a beautiful thing. I wondered why they were howling, and then I looked across and realised the sun was just peeking above the horizon. And I thought, I bet that dingoes howl every morning at the sun. Wolves are known for howling at the moon, and I think that dingoes howl at the sun, and I think that what they're doing is they're counting their numbers, because they can hear each individual voice. So they're counting just to make sure everybody's still there.
The following story is yet another example of how the dingoes of Fraser Island love and trust Jennifer Parkhurst.
I met Kira about 5 years ago when she was a puppy, and I was just on the beach picking up marine debris. She'd been playing in the water, and she just came running up to me and exhibited all that play behaviour kind of stuff, and we had a bit of a play, and then she kind of just sat down beside me, and the friendship started from there. It was completely her choice, and it's so special just to have a wild animal choose to come and be your friend. We admire canine dogs because they are so loyal, but to have a wild animal loyal to you is just incredible. They don't have to be, they owe us nothing. They just give it freely of their own choice.
The beautiful, gentle Kira is a loyal friend and shows great concern for Ms. Parkhurst's well-being.
Every moment spent with the dingoes has taught me something and given me something. It's all been so precious. I believe that that Kira would risk her life for me without thinking twice about it. And at one stage there was a man that was harassing me and he was stalking me through the bush, and I became fairly frightened. He raised his voice and so forth, and Kira just came tearing out of the bush and placed herself right between the pair of us and bristled and whatever and scared the daylights out of him. And she stayed with me until she knew that I was safe again, which is just extraordinary.
Kira's family members have also looked out for Jennifer Parkhurst's safety.
There was one occasion and I was lost. I'm diabetic and I had just enough supplies to get myself through for another couple of hours, but I did start to panic because I was deep in the bush and I had absolutely no idea where I was going. And I just screamed out for Kira. I didn't know if she was anywhere near there. And Kira didn't actually come along, but another member of the family group did. Just came along and found me and led me out of the bush.
Between the ages of 1 and 2 years, female dingoes carefully select mates, remaining with their partners for the rest of their lives. and when a female becomes pregnant, she finds a sheltered area such as an abandoned burrow, hollow log, or space under a boulder, and gives birth to her litter. She then feeds her precious babies with her milk until they can eat solid food. But she is not alone in her task, as her entire pack helps in raising the babies.
When they're raising pups, the entire pack gets involved, and the effort that they go to ensure the survival of those pups is just incredible to watch. It's something that I can hardly even describe, and kind of goes to show why sort of family is important, why the family has to remain intact, why we can't just go and destroy members of the family. Last year's pups become alloparental helpers. All members of the pack provision the pups, so they go out and they eat the food and they bring it back and regurgitate it, and Dingo provision their pups in that way. So it's very special. The fathers have a particular role in the family. They chastise the pup and teach them the rules and the social sort of skills that they need. And look, the parents do self-sacrifice. I've watched mothers nursing for 3 months, which is way beyond what, you know, a canine would nurse mm-hmm. a pup. And they're doing it at the detriment of their own welfare. The other members of the pack also provision the mother while she's nursing. So you've got lots of adults that come in and actually feed the mother, so she's got enough strength in her body to provide the milk for the pups.
Dingoes don't bark or cry for help. Gari, one gari. Dingoes don't bark, but they still need our help. Gari, one gari.
Many thanks, Jennifer Parkhurst, for dedicating your life to protecting the magnificent dingoes of Fraser Island and helping many to understand their deeply loving nature. We pray that generations to come will also enjoy the company of these charming and sweet animals. For more details on Jennifer Parkhurst, please visit www.fraserislandfootprints.com. To learn more about Save Fraser Island Dingoes, and for a copy of Bachula Wangari's CD, Dingoes Don't Bark, please visit www.savefraserislanddingoes.com.
Now's the time we should cherish them all.
Thank you, kind viewers, for joining us today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Enlightening Entertainment is up next, after Noteworthy News. May we all cherish and care for our amazing animal friends, wherever they may be.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.